सभी का याद प्यार लेते हुए जब बाबा के पास वतन में बाबा ने बुलाया भोग लगाने के निमित्त, आज के दिन सतगुरुवार
वाले
सम्मेलन इसलिए महत्वपूर्ण है
क्योंकि
फरिश्ते रूप का मिलन होता है.
The meeting on the day of the Sadguru in the subtle region is so special and so important because we meet in an angelic form. Baba is in an avyakt form, in his angelic form, and he meets us in our own respective angelic forms. So we go up in our angelic form to meet, to celebrate this meeting with Baba. I shared everyone's loving remembrances and I offer the bhog to Baba.
हम सभी को संगठित रूप में और व्यक्तिगत रूप में देख रहे थे. बाबा की दृष्टि ऐसी दृष्टि है.
बाबा वाज लुकिंग एट अस इंडिविजुअली एंड एज अ गैदरिंग एज अ फैमिली.
पर हर एक की तरफ भी रहती है.
बाबा दृष्टि ऑलवेज फॉल्स ऑन एवरीवन एंड इवन
सारे संगठन को.
ईच वन आल्सो हैज द फीलिंग दैट बाबा इज लुकिंग एट मी.
मैं भी बाबा से बाबा को देखती रही, दृष्टि लेती रही.
I continued to look at Baba and take drishti.
Baba ka meri taraf dhyan gaya.
To Baba
ki dekho,
gave me his attention. Baba then said,
"Purusharth ki lagan
mein, at this time, all the children are lost in love for self efforts. Everyone is paying a lot of attention. They are all good effort makers. However, according to the time,
avshyak hai." तो बाबा ने कहा कि देखो,
required is the experience of the angelic stage.
बाबा से मिलन होता है, फिर फरिश्ते रूप से होता है. तो इस समय
there's experience of meeting Baba as souls and also as angels.
वो कैसे
at the present time.
तो बाबा ने कहा कि जब
आत्मिक स्टेज should we create for ourselves, what form should we be in? When you're in the stage of being a point. A soul, everyone will experience light from you, and when you are in an angelic stage, others will experience lightness from you. Such are the times that no matter how much knowledge you share with others, they will appreciate it, they will like it, they will receive Baba's message. But when you serve through your form, they will receive, they will have experiences.
And
at the present time, everyone wants experiences. You may speak for 1 hour, but if you give them an experience, a powerful experience for 2 minutes, they will continue to remember that forever. So now serve through your form. And within that, Baba shared 3 points. Remember the stage, the form of the confluence age. That is the form of tapasya, renunciation and service. So through your form, through your life.
ऐसा त्याग ना दिखाई
दे. Let others experience the fortune of renunciation. It shouldn't be renunciation that others will see and be afraid of, or you're renouncing so much. But let them see the fortune of your renunciation. Secondly, your form of being a tapasvi. Tapasya requires concentration, focus. Tapasvi is known for his concentration power. So the biggest problem these days is that the mind and the intellect wander a lot too much. Everyone says that it's not possible to stabilize the mind. But your tapasya, your focus, your stability will enable others to also experience that stillness and stability. They will experience that peace. And then thirdly, you are servers, sevadharis. The qualities of sevadharis, of servers, is that they are always available, they always say yes, and there will always be humility in a server. So it's out of humility that I will say yes, ji haan, yes my lord, I am available, I am a server. My husband talks about being constant servers who serve through the mind, words and deeds. So remember the threefold form of the confluence age.
जो कई बार कई बच्चे
कहते हैं थ्रू योर लाइज
आजकल संपर्क में बहुत है पर वो
समर्पित कैसे हो? When they see you as examples, then service will also move ahead at a fast speed. And then also keep the form of being the embodiment of contentment and fullness. The more you do that, the more you will come closer to your aim. It is now the last period of the journey, and so we should experience that fullness, that perfection in ourselves. We talk a lot about what is lacking in ourselves these days, what is missing. People in the world talk about that, but we talk about the fact that we have everything, there is nothing lacking in our lives. So there should be that experience of fullness. There is so much discontentment in the world all around, people complain about this and that. But what do Baba's children do? They remain ever content. So let there be this balance of contentment and fullness. Let there be experienced through your actions, your activities, your face. The more we adopt these forms, we become the embodiment of all this. We will be more and more successful in whatever we do. This is the gift that Baba is giving everyone today. May you always be content and full. You are that and you will always be that. The different experiences we have when we go up to Baba, and of course there is always the thought that we should always remain there, we should just constantly remain with Baba and the subtleties, but of course we have to return to this world. We are just here in name, but we have to spend more and more time in the subtle region. So Baba shared this message and gave lots and lots of loving remembrances. Om Shanti.